Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Sam Lannon, Arthur Freed, Billy Rose, and Howard Dietz, and listen to this past week in recording history. Last week, September 4th, marked the birth in 1891 of bandleader and band contractor Sam Lannon. As a child, he studied violin and clarinet, and after serving as a musician in World War I, in 1918, he led a dance band at New York City's Roseland Ballroom. He didn't play on any of his recordings except for drums on a few sides from the early 20s. Sam's three younger brothers, Jimmy, Howard, and Lester, also became dance band directors. Sam began recording in 1920 for Columbia, and few dance band directors made as many records as Sam Lannon. Some were made under his own name, but many were made under a dizzying array of pseudonyms, such as the Arkansas Travelers, Broadway Bellhops, OK Melodians, New York Syncopators, the Gotham Troubadours, the Melody Sheiks, Phil Hughes, Frank Auburn, Lloyd Keating, Jerry Fenwick, and Wally Edwards. He employed top-notch musicians for his bands, including Miff Mole, the Dorsey Brothers, Bix, Jack Teagarden, Benny Goodman, Eddie Lang, and Bunny Berrigan. His Roseland Orchestra played on WHN radio in 1923, and his Ipana Troubadours were first heard on stations WEAF and WOO on April 8, 1925. In July of 1931, he began leading his Pillsbury Orchestra for the Pillsbury Pageant radio program, which was heard on Friday nights on WABC. The Pillsbury show was canceled in March of 1932, but Lannon continued to work in radio until 1937, when he retired. He died on May 5, 1977. Here's Sam Lannon.
Thank you. get so beautiful? How'd you get that sunshine in your smile? Hello, beautiful, where you going, beautiful? How'd you like to romance for a while? When you're near, what joy and cheer you're bringing? Can't you hear the bees and birdies singing? Oh, hello, beautiful, how can you be dutiful and still be mother's angel child?
I gotta get myself somebody to love, someone to love. I'm like a kid crying for the moon. Wish it was a cup, then I'd be sure of a spoon. I gotta get myself somebody to love. My heart is open wide, take a look and walk inside. Hear me yell, hear me shout. If you walk in, you won't walk out. I'm like a prune, wrinkle up with ease. Wish it was an orange, I'd be sure of a squeeze. Gotta get myself somebody to love. Thank you.
with a vocal by Les Reese, and you could hear Harry Reaser in there on banjo. That was Sam Lennon and his orchestra around January 6th of 1927 with I Gotta Get Myself Somebody to Love, written by Sam M. Lewis, Joe Young, and Lou Hanman. Before that, we heard Sam Lennon's Dance Ensemble from a Hit of the Week record from around February of 1931 and Hello Beautiful, written by Walter Donaldson. We began our tribute to Sam Lennon with Sam recording as the Broadway Broadcasters and Irving Berlin's Sunshine, which we've had plenty of around here lately. The vocalist on that February 17, 1928 recording was Arthur Hall. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Today, September 9th, marks the birth in 1894 of songwriter and producer Arthur Freed. He was born in Charleston, South Carolina, but grew up in Seattle, Washington. His career began writing for Gus Edwards' acts and other vaudeville performers, and he performed in vaudeville himself with Louis Silvers, with whom he would later collaborate on material for New York Cafe reviews. In 1928, he was hired by MGM to write songs for the studio's new musical department, where he was responsible for most of the top tunes in MGM's early talkies, including Broadway Melody, My Lucky Star, Wedding of the Painted Doll, and Singin' in the Rain. He collaborated primarily with Nacio Herb Brown, but other collaborators included Gus Arnheim, Al Hoffman, Harry Warren, and Burton Lane. In 1939, he was appointed associate producer of MGM's The Wizard of Oz, and he went on to produce other musicals such as Good News, Meet Me in St. Louis, Easter Parade, and For Me and My Gal. He produced a number of Academy Awards specials, and from 1963 to 66, Freed was president of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. Here are three from the pen of Arthur Freed.
Exactly how
Don Bester and his orchestra, July 12, 1935, in the Arthur Freed Nacio Herb Brown collaboration, You Are My Lucky Star. The vocalist was Neil Buckley. Don's birthday is coming up here in a couple of weeks, so you can expect to hear some more from him shortly. We began our tribute to Arthur Freed with another Freed Brown effort, the musical Question, Should I?, performed by Jack Albin's Hotel Pennsylvania Music. The vocalist on that December 23, 1929 recording was Scrappy Lambert. And we answered the question of should I with another question, why shouldn't I? Played there by Gus Arnheim and his Coconut Grove Orchestra on May 15, 1931. The vocalist was Lois Whiteman, no relation to bandleader Paul Whiteman, but who was married to Harry Barris, one-third of the Rhythm Boys, who were featured vocalists with Whiteman's band. Last week, September 6, marked the birth in 1899 on New York's Lower East Side of William Samuel Rosenberg. You may know him better as lyricist, producer, and nightclub and theater owner Billy Rose. In high school, he was a track star and studied shorthand under the inventor of the Gregg system. He became the world champion at shorthand, able to write over 200 words a minute, forwards and backwards, with each hand, and during World War I, he worked for the War Industries Board. Lured by the potential for large royalties, in the early 20s he determined to become a songwriter and got a job as a lyricist with music publisher Leo Feist. His first song, the 1922 novelty You Tell Her, I Stutter, with music by Cliff Friend, became a hit for Jones and Hare. Other collaborators included Ray Henderson, Fred Fisher, Con Conrad, Dave Dreyer, Vincent Humans, Harold Arlen, and Harry Warren. Beginning in 1924, he opened a series of nightclubs, including Billy Rose's Music Hall, which hired Benny Goodman's first band for a few months. In the 30s, he produced spectacular outdoor events, including the 1939 New York World's Fair Aquacade. In the late 40s, he had a nightly radio show called Comments and wrote a syndicated newspaper column. He left show business in the 50s to play the stock market. He died on February 10, 1966, in the West Indies. Here are three from the pen of Billy Rose.
Thank you. There's a rainbow round my shoulder and a sky of blue above. Oh, the sun shines bright, the world's all right, 'cause I'm in love. There's a rainbow round my shoulder and it fits me like a glove. Let it blow and storm, but I'll be warm, 'cause I'm in love. Hallelujah, how the folks will stare when they see the diamond solitaire that my little sugar baby is going to wear. Yes, sir, there's a rainbow round my shoulder and a sky of blue above, and I'm shouting so the world will know that I'm in love.
Bring a rope and let her hang herself. party not a wage. You took all my happy days and left me lonely nights. Morning never comes too soon. I can face the afternoon for all those lonely nights. I feel your arms around me, your kisses linger yet. You taught me how to love you, now teach me to forget. You broke my heart a million ways when you took my happy days and left me lonely
We began our tribute to Billy Rose with the Golden Gate Orchestra, the California Ramblers when recording for Edison, and There's a Rainbow Round My Shoulder from a diamond disc waxed May 11, 1928. Next, Reg Batten directed the Savoy Havana Band, the house band at the very exclusive Savoy Hotel in London, and the very strange I'm Gonna Bring a Watermelon to My Girl Tonight. The vocalist was Ramon Newton, and this version was recorded on December 5, 1924, about 6 months after Billy Jones and Ernie Hare recorded it for Edison. I'm Gonna Bring a Watermelon to My Girl Tonight was written by Con Conrad and Billy Rose. We finished up with The Knickerbockers, a Ben Selvin pseudonym from a Columbia 78 waxed October 8, 1928, and Happy Days and Lonely Nights, written by Fred Fisher and Billy Rose. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on Wellsford Radio 107.4 and Warkworth Radio 106.7, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. You probably recognize that sound as the roar of Leo the Lion in MGM's logo, which appears at the beginning of all MGM films. The MGM logo has featured a number of different lions, the first one actually named Slats, and it has a long and interesting history going all the way back to 1916 when it was used by the Goldwyn Pictures studio. So what does the MGM logo have to do with Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, the MGM logo was originally designed by lyricist Howard Dietz, born September 6, 1896, in New York City. While attending Columbia University's School of Journalism, he worked at the Philip Goodman Advertising Agency, but left Columbia to enlist in the Navy. After World War I, he became publicity director for Goldwyn Pictures, where he created the Leo the Lion trademark, including the slogan Ars Gratia Artis, or Art for Art's Sake. When Goldwyn merged with Metro Pictures and Louis B. Mayer Pictures in 1924, Dietz began his 30-year career as director of advertising and publicity for MGM. His simultaneous career as a lyricist began with the uncredited Alibi Baby for W.C. Fields' Broadway show Poppy in 1923. His most frequent collaborator was Arthur Schwartz, and their first hit was The Little Show in 1929, which starred Clifton Webb, Libby Holman, and Fred Allen, and introduced I Guess I'll Have to Change My Mind and Moanin' Low. Dietz and Schwartz continued to write hit Broadway revues throughout the 30s, including The Second Little Show, Three's a Crowd, The Bandwagon, Flying Colors, and Revenge with Music. During World War II, he ran the publicity and promotion of war bonds for the U.S. Treasury and was a director of ASCAP from 1959 to 61. He died in New York City on July 30, 1983. Here are three from the pen of Howard Dietz.
Thank you. said I love you. Oh, tell me, will you remember too? I'll always remember I told the stars above you my wishes, and every wish came true. I looked into your eyes and then my search was ended. All the things I longed to know I knew. And if we meet sometime or never, within my heart forever, I'll always remember I love you.
Velardo with Ray Starita and his Ambassadors Orchestra, December 23rd, 1929, and I'll Always Remember. Before that, we heard Libby Holman and Something to Remember You By from 1930's Three's a Crowd. We began our tribute to Howard Dietz with the Colster Dance Orchestra, another Ben Selvin pseudonym, and When I'm Housekeeping for You from December 9th, 1929. That's a rare racially mixed session with black vocalist Eva Taylor. It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra. Thank you.
doing the boom boom, doing the boom boom. Make everything hot when you go boom boom. Give it the business, that certain business. Oh, brother, there's no other as hot as the boom boom boom. Just loosen up your elbows and tell those who frown. Go hang a sign to let out and get out of town. Doing the boom boom, doing the boom boom. No fooling, you'll need cooling right after you go boom boom.
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra, and he's the hottest man in town from September 8, 1924. He's the Hottest Man in Town was written by Owen Murphy and Jay Gorney. Next, it was Leo Reisman and his orchestra with Lou Levin providing the vocal on Doin' the Boom Boom from September 5, 1929. Doing the Boom Boom was written by Con Conrad, Sidney Mitchell, and Archie Gottler. In September of 1927, OK, who pioneered field recordings, made a trip to Minneapolis, and in addition to the polka bands they had come to record, they captured Arnold Frank and his Rogers Cafe Orchestra and Black Mariah. The term Black Mariah dates from the mid-1830s and refers to a prison van, carriage, or paddy wagon, as well as to Thomas Edison's movie production studio in West Orange, New Jersey, among a number of other things. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more Rapidly Rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.